What's up, guys? Anton Crayley here from DropshipLifestyle.com. And today I want to talk about why you might be losing sales on your Shopify store, and more importantly, what to do about that. The way I like to describe this is by comparing it to a real world example, an offline retail example. So let's just say, hypothetically, I decided that I wanted to open a store in my town, and I decided it was going to be a tent store, right? People could buy tents, they can go camping. It's called Anton's Tents. What do? I run some ads because that's what I know, just like we would for e-commerce. The ads send people, in this hypothetical, to my actual store, and people come in the door, right? Now we have people in there, they're shopping, they're looking around. So what I consider this as is having two different types of people. Now they're there, right? They arrived. So those types of people are, one, shoppers, and two, they are customers, right? People that are wanting to buy and ready to buy. Now, what we would do if this was a retail store, and again, I'm gonna keep going back to this example before we transition into how this applies to Shopify, because more people are familiar with traditional retail. What I would do if I invested my money into this retail store, I filled it with products, I invested money into ads, I got people in there, it would be my responsibility, it would be my job as a business owner to make sure when these shoppers came in that we, meaning myself and the staff here, did everything we could to turn those visitors into buyers. Now, think of this for whenever you've bought anything from what I would call a specialty store, right? Not when you buy something at Target, but when you go to a niche specific or specialty store. Typically what will happen, especially if you're shopping in higher price ranges, like the type of stuff we sell, is you'll go to the store, you'll be greeted by somebody at the door, you'll walk around, you'll start checking things out, and then after a little while, somebody will come up to you and they'll ask if you need help. And if they are a good salesperson or a good associate, they will help you by asking you questions. Things like, oh, well, welcome to our store. Is there any specific thing you're buying a tent for? Do you have any trips planned? Yeah, I do. Okay, well, where are you going? Well, okay, it's the winter, so maybe you would need something that is, you know, more insulated. Or, oh, you're going somewhere where you're gonna hike and then camp. Maybe you need something lightweight. You're gonna get that personalized support, almost like a little consultation, that really is just sales. It's people helping you to sell you what you actually want. And if you don't do that, some stores you don't have to. Again, if I'm going to Target to buy legal pads, right? Nobody's gonna come up and help me. I don't need anyone to. But if someone's gonna go to, let's say, my new tent store, and they're gonna spend $500 on a new tent, it makes a lot of sense to invest in having that help, having that personalized support to help that person make the correct buying decision. Instead of having the person see my ad, in this case, go to my store, look around, and then think, you know what, these things are $500 plus. I don't even really know what I want. I don't wanna buy something then end up returning it. I'm out of here, you know, maybe I'll come back and get one eventually. Maybe I'll go somewhere else. So, as a business owner, when you have shoppers, people that are, you know, call it window shopping or browsing, it makes sense to invest in talking to them in a way that helps them. Not like, I'm not talking about hard selling here, like, oh, buy this now, buy this now, buy this now. No, offering them advice, asking them questions. If you're ever unsure of what to say, ask them questions, and that will help close the sale. So you're definitely, again, if you're not doing this, losing sales from potential shoppers. And just so, again, everyone's on the same page here, I'm talking about specifically the type of stores that we build at Dropship Lifestyle for ourselves and for our members. So talking about niche-specific stores that sell high-ticket products. Now, if you're not a member of Dropship Lifestyle, you want to know exactly what we do, you want to know how to get started, you want my team to even build a store for you, go to dropshipwebinar.com. I'm going to link that up in the description as well. Back to our example here. So we know real world with shoppers, we would have associates that were actually walking up to them and greeting them. Well, my question is, how do we recreate this online? Because let's say I, you know what I know, I'm not actually going to build a tent store. If I wanted to, I would build, whatever, tents.com with a domain name that cost a lot less than that. And there would be no store, there would be no door, because it would be online. Well, to recreate that experience of guiding people with that personalized touch, what we're going to do is actively use live chat, where people can ask us questions, but where we can also proactively engage the visitor, where we can reach out to them if we see, for example, somebody is on our website for, let's say, 60 seconds, and they're just static, right? They haven't moved, they haven't clicked off the page. Well, okay, what does that mean as somebody that's shopping? Most likely, they are making the decision, right? They're thinking. Well, what we can do is proactively now, remember, this is now our website, so www, we can have live chat pop up, and ask them if they need help, right? We can engage them, we can provide them with that assistance to guide them to the correct product. Now, second type of shopper, these are both important, right? This is, I would say, from like a quantity perspective, where most of the conversations will happen, that can turn traffic that maybe wouldn't buy into customers that aren't just customers, but are now fans of your business because you help them. Second segment here, right? I'm calling them customers. These are the people in the, let's say, retail store again, that, you know, they went in, they maybe talked to associate or they didn't. They said, no, I don't need help, I'm good, which totally fine, you know, go for it. But they picked up their tent they wanted, they walked up to the cash register to pay, they put it down, and let's just say in my retail store, there was nobody at the register, right? Or something happened there that really gave them a bad experience where they either didn't buy or they couldn't buy, and they left, right? So they're there, they're almost ready to buy, but something happens, it turns them off the last minute, and they just say to themselves, you know what, I'm out of here, and they leave the products and they start walking out the door. Well, if this was my retail store example, you'd be sure that myself or somebody that worked there would approach them and say, oh, I'm sorry, I see you're leaving, is there anything that we could help you with, right? And they would try to resolve anything that wasn't resolved so they can close that sale instead of losing it, instead of quite literally having it walk out the door. So what happens occasionally with e-commerce? And if you're not already doing this, I promise you it's probably happening a lot more often than you think. People online will add the products to their cart. They'll start checking out. They're almost there to become customers, but they leave without buying. Why does this happen? There's a bunch of reasons. It could be maybe they saw an extra fee pop up as they were going through checkout. Maybe they wanted to pay with PayPal, but they didn't see PayPal as an option to pay. Maybe they were trying to check out, but something was wrong with the checkout and it wouldn't allow them to complete it. There could be a ton of different reasons, but if they're there, if they're at that last step and they don't finish it, again, as a business owner, I know it's my responsibility, for you, it's your responsibility to follow up with these people and to get them to come back and complete that transaction. So this is what are known as abandoned carts. I'm just going to put AC for short. If you use Shopify as your e-commerce platform, which you should, all you need to do to see these is go into your Shopify admin panel, click on orders, and then it says abandoned carts. Click that and it'll show a whole list of them. We have automation set up that help us with this. By the way, if you're a member of my coaching program, the Dropship Blueprint, in module 7, I literally give you these automations that I'm about to talk about. For everybody else, I'll just explain it to you so you have an idea. But again, if you're not a member of my program, I don't know why not, you should be. Just go to dropshipwebinar.com. Free training and special offer for you there. So dropshipwebinar.com. But again, we have these people that are about to check out. They enter things like their name, their email address, their phone number, their shipping address, but they don't complete their payment. So the systems that we have built give us a message. Literally, we get pinged on our phones. I don't myself now, my team does, but we get pinged and it says this name from this location just had these items in their cart, whatever they were looking at, and they abandoned their checkout. When that happens, we call them right away. Click that phone number on the phone, call them and say, hi, I'm calling from, in this case, antonstents.com. Realized you were just looking at XYZ product. You didn't complete your order. Is there anything we can help you with? And you'd be surprised. Again, they might say a million different things, but those are things that we can help them with. We could take that lost sale, that abandoned cart, and almost bring them back into this shopper phase so we can address any concerns they have and then bring them back here and have them actually check out and buy. Just by calling these people is going to bring you extra sales. And if you do what we do at Dropship Lifestyle and sell products with an average order value of $1,000 plus, this literally could be $300 net profit every time you call someone, provide them with whatever they needed to make that final decision and get them to buy. Now, of course, if you call them, they don't answer, send them an email, put them through a follow-up sequence, show them remarketing ads. There's a lot more you can do, but this is the highest value thing. Abandoned cart comes in, call them, get them to buy. People on your store that are shopping on a niche specific store, remember a specialty type store, they're not buying, they seem like they're stuck, they haven't moved around on the screen for a while, have a proactive live chat pop up, ask them how you can help them. Again, questions that are actually relevant to what it is that you're selling and what they're looking at, and take them from that visitor into a customer who loves your business because you provided them with service, you actually help them instead of just randomly hoping they buy, and that will increase how much money offer you make for every visitor that will help you to stop losing sales. It will make your business much more profitable, and same goes for your ad costs. If 1 out of 100 people that gets this message responds to you, that could easily be an extra sale. If 1 out of 10 people that are abandoned their carts answer their phone and you can quickly help them and get that sale, it's just extra money every day coming into your business. It is well worth your time. Go ahead, get these set up. Again, if you're a member of my coaching program inside of the Dropship Blueprint, in Module 7, we have full trainings on all of these automations. If you're not a member yet, go to dropshipwebinar.com for a free training, plus a special offer on the program and a done-for-you store included. So dropshipwebinar.com. As always, thank you, everybody. I appreciate you, and I will see you on Monday for the next episode.